You're listening to SBS News.
This is not a normal cafe. Normally you'd expect to find an espresso machine, display cabinets, catering equipment. In this cafe, you're more likely to find pliers, soldering irons and screwdrivers. For this is one of Denmark's repair cafes, where volunteer fixers breathe new life into once defunct electronics.
We have to take care of the planet. We can't afford to live like we used to live, so we have to make a movement about not throwing things out when it's still working.
That's Stig Bomholt, the chairman of Repair Cafe Denmark in Copenhagen. The group stages up to 15 weekly events across Denmark where locals bring broken electronic devices and have them repaired for free before their eyes. Mr. Bomholt says it's becoming an increasingly popular service.
One of the reasons why it's growing so fast right now is that it's everywhere in the news. Everybody is talking about it. The problem is when you're talking to politicians that maybe we're going to do something in 2030 or something like that, but we're doing it right now.
Some bring gadgets they can't afford to replace. For others, there's an emotional connection. But for most, like Anne-Elisabeth Dam, it's a desire to be more sustainable and reduce the vast mountain of electrical waste that piles up around the world each year.
My radio was broken and I didn't want to replace it with a new one because it was such a tiny little problem.
Each year, the average European produces more than 16 kilograms of electrical waste. About half of that junk is due to broken household appliances, and the European Union recycles about 40% of it, leaving behind huge amounts of potentially hazardous material. Sweden has gone further than most of the EU, making repairs and spare parts subject to lower value-added taxes. Jessica Luther Richter is a researcher at Lund University and a board member at a fortnightly repair cafe in the southern Swedish city of Malmö. She says replacing rather than repairing electronic devices just makes their environmental impact worse.
When we think about electronics, a lot of the carbon emissions are what we call upstream. They've already been part of making that product. So it's not going to be using our phones. It's how those phones are made and the mining of all those materials beforehand. So it already has a lot of carbon emissions embedded in it.
Mystery screws, too much glue, parts that are hard to find, too expensive, or non-replaceable. And there are even legal barriers. The system is rigged to stop us fixing our stuff. We need a universal right to repair for all consumers and repairers.
That's part of a video produced by the Right to Repair campaign, which wants the European Union to adopt a repairability index like the one introduced in France at the start of 2021. The index ranks the repairability of electronic devices, including smartphones, laptops and televisions, from 0 to 10, calculated on 5 different criteria. Chloe Mikolajczak from Right to Repair says the idea is to give consumers clear and obvious information on how easy it would be to repair the device.
If they're buying a product which has a very, very poor grade, then they know that they shouldn't expect it to be repairable and be repaired. So, yeah, it's a pretty innovative step and we've really welcomed it. And this is why now we're really pushing for this European version, because it would allow consumers in different European countries to compare the products.
Earlier this year, the EU introduced new rules to ensure refrigerators, washers, hairdryers and TVs can be repaired for up to 10 years. Under the rules, manufacturers will have to ensure parts are available for up to a decade, though some will only be provided to professional repair companies to ensure they are installed correctly. New devices will also have to come with repair manuals and be made in such a way that they can be dismantled using conventional tools. Jessica Luther Richter says that's a step in the right direction, but the rules could go further.
A lot of the tools and manuals are only made available to professionals, and we're not professionals, so that means that we don't get access to some of this. So I would say it could go further in opening up repair for anybody.
The most recent figures by the Bureau of Statistics show that the Australian economy domestically generated more than 465,000 tonnes of e-waste in 2016-17. More than a quarter of a million tonnes, or 54.4%, goes to landfill. The data also shows that households overwhelmingly produce the bulk of e-waste in Australia. But there are repair cafes opening up in this country. The Bauer Repair Cafe in Sydney was the first organisation to bring the concept to Australia. Last year, it moved its repair programme online, offering help to people who want to do their own repairs via Zoom. Speaking at a Law Futures Centre forum in 2020, the Bauer's general manager, Guido Verbist, says there is increasing interest in the right to repair in Australia.
We have been investing over the last 20 years since we exist in repairing and reusing items, the refurbishment of items. And we have in-house now experts that do electronic appliances, that do woodwork or furniture, bikes, phones, computers, clothing. And we do that for 20 years, but since, say, 5-6 years, there's a growing interest. And Repair Cafe is basically sharing the know-how about repairing your own item that we do with you so that you can learn to do it yourself. And there is a growing interest for all of that.
Campaigners hope that, screw by screw, the do-it-yourself ethos might spread widely. Alan Lee, SBS News.